Let's go ahead and look at the first four measures of the first chorus. Here's what they sound like. So let's start with just the first two measures. Here they are by themselves. So the left hand is keeping the pattern we did in the intro. And so that was B flat, and then F, and then F below that, and then back up to F with the first, and then that again. So when the left hand hits that first B flat with its third finger, right hand is going to play the F above middle C with its first, and then the B flat above that with its second or third. So these hit together. Then left hand plays the F under its first. Then after this, right hand plays the B flat above middle C with its first or second. And then the D above that with its third. These hit by themselves. Then when the left hand plays the F under its fifth finger, right hand will play D and F. Right hand, this is the D2 above middle C with the third. And then the F above that with the fifth. Then when the left hand plays the F below middle C with its first, right hand will go back and play the B flat and D with either fingers 1 and 3 or 2 and 3. So we have this so far. Then left hand will go back to the B flat under your third. Right hand will play the F above middle C and the B flat above that. We'll need finger 1 on the F for sure and your third or fourth finger on the B flat above middle C. These hit together. Then when the left hand plays the F under its first, right hand will play E flat and B flat. So right hand, the first finger, your thumb moved down to the E flat. Right hand, we're playing that B flat again under the third or fourth finger with this left hand's F. Then when the left hand goes to the F under its fifth, right hand will play D and B flat. So that right hand first finger, the thumb moved down to the D. We kept playing the B flat above that with it. This hits with the left hand's F. And then when the left hand goes back to the F under its first, right hand will play F and B flat. And that's the F above middle C and the B flat above that. And that's measures 1 and 2. Now let's take a look at measures 3 and 4.